Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. We serve the Almighty God, the amazing Father, and He is our friend. He's the one friend that sticks closer than anybody. He is great, greatly to be praised. He lives on the inside of His children. His Holy Spirit leads and guides us every day. He said the steps of a good person are ordered by Him. So what an amazing thought. We don't even have to worry. All we got to do is just, you know, make sure that we, are in tune with the Almighty Father. Make sure we're in tune with the Almighty Father. He's amazing. There's no God great like our God. He is an amazing God. In case you don't know His name, He said, I am the I am that I am. And His I am is everything we need. Yep, He is our healer. He is our provider. Whatever you need, our protector, our way maker, He's everything that you need. You need healing, He's a healer. You need provision, He's a provider. You need consultation, He's a counselor. You need the Prince of Peace, He's the Prince of Peace. Oh, my God, Jehovah Shalom. He's a mighty God, a holy God. I know you know His name. You know His name. He created you. He created you. Oh, you think you evolved some kind of way? No, that's a lie from the devil. We did not evolve. He created us in His image. And we're not in the image of an animal or anything, a tree, a bird. We have God's image inside of us. And every day His Holy Spirit guides us. You know that little, you know, you get a nudge sometime on the inside? He's nudging you. I want to spend time with you. Shut off love of life. Shut off all them pastors and preachers you're listening to. Shut off all the things on social media. I'm calling you to the secret place today. I'm calling you to a higher calling. Come on, my child. Come on. I need to spend time with you. Let, you know, dwell with me in the secret place. I am the Most High. I am the one creator that created you. And don't you know my thoughts of you are more than the grains of sand? Yeah, I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to somebody in a faraway land. I'm talking to you, my God says. I'm talking to you and you and you. He said, listen, I love you with an everlasting love. My love is eternal love. I'm not wishy-washy. I'm not like human beings. They love you until, whatever until. But I love you with an everlasting love. My love for you will never change. I will always love you. I'm an eternal God. I will love you. If you make your bed in hell, I'll go there with you. No matter what you're going through, I am with you. You will never be alone. Don't you think that when you are lonely, you are alone, because you are not. I am with you. All you got to do is say, Abba, and I'm right here. I heard you before you call. I hear your inner cry. Ain't no God great like me. Oh, no, I can do the impossible. I'm the God of the impossible. You know those things that you think that can't get done? Yeah, I am the God that can do them. Don't lean upon your own understanding now. Don't lean to the way you think. See, the way you think is your culture, but that's not my culture. My culture is different than your culture. My culture is a different kind of culture. My culture involves me and all the things that I think and all the things that I do. I have a culture unlike your human culture. You're in a human culture, but I am in a divine culture. And in my culture, there's nothing impossible. So I want you to join my culture, not the way you've been thinking. Oh, no, not the way you've been acting, not the way you've been doing. My culture is different. culture is a culture that I created before the foundations of the earth. And in case you don't know who I am, I'm the great and mighty I am. I am the I am that called you from the world. You know the world, you know that culture, that sin. I called you out of that dark culture, called you to my culture. My culture is a sinless culture. My culture is not the culture you were born into. No. You know that first birth you had through your mama's womb? Oh, I'm calling you to another culture. I'm going to birth you in a different way. I'm birthing you in a higher way. I'm not birthing you in that culture where you know, you got to, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, you know, fornication, adultery, murder, all kind of hideous. Oh, no, 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 no. I created you when you gave your life to me, when you surrendered. I called you to another culture. It's a God-filled culture. And even, you know, I'm teaching you some things in the God-filled culture. But you got to surrender all. You know, some of you gave your lives to me, but after that, you say, okay, God, I know you now. You're familiar with me. I don't have to follow you no more. I don't have to obey you no more. Oh, no. That's the devil telling you a lie. You got to still obey God. You got to still listen to God. When the last time you've been in the secret place with me? I've been waiting for you. I know you say, good morning, Lord. I'm awake now. Thank you for watching over me last night. Thank you this morning. That, you know, but, hey, you don't even know what he did for you while you were sleeping. He did great things while you were sleeping. Oh, he don't slumber. He don't sleep. No, he did some great things while you were sleeping. He was still watching over you. You don't even know it. You were asleep in a deep sleep. While you were sleeping, he was putting stuff on the inside of you, but first he was cleaning up the old and putting in the new. Yeah, he was cleaning up the old thing. Yeah, he was cleaning up the old way of thinking. He said, wait a minute. I want to smell a sweet savor, a sweet fragrance coming from you. And the only way I could smell that sweet fragrance coming from you is that I just take out that old way of thinking and give you a new way of thinking. Oh, yeah, my way of thinking is higher. My thoughts are higher. My ways are higher. You ain't reached it yet, but you just keep on following me. Keep on, you know, keep on hungering and thirsting for me. I'm going to bring you into a new way, a higher way. Yeah, I'm going to put those things in that you that you need. I'm going to put purity in you. I'm going to put all the fruit of the Spirit in you. Yeah, you know, the love, the joy, the peace, the gentleness, the faith, the meekness, you know, and the self-control, the all those things that you think, I'm going to put those things on the inside of you. So when you call on me, I go, yep, that's my daughter. Yep, that's my son. He knows your name. Your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, but he still got some work to do in you while you do his work. You know you God's servant. He got some things for you to do while he's cleaning you up. You know how Saul was? Saul, you know, before he became Apostle Paul, he was something to deal with. He was something else. He was going about killing Christians. Have you had your Damascus Road experience yet? Yeah, I know some of us are blind. We are blind. Yeah, but God's going to open our eyes. Our eyes are going to be open like never before. Our eyes are going to be open. Because he said, listen here, I don't want you to be blind no more. I want to tell you I'm going to open your eyes like never before. I'm going to open your eyes so you can see me in a different way. You've never seen me in this way. You see me in that way right there, but that was a small thing. But I'm ready to do big things in your life. Don't you worry. You don't have to do nothing but surrender all. You know, your way of thinking, you know, you got to surrender that to me. I know you think you know, you think this and you think that and you think that and the other, but you know what I commanded you? To love me with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and put down everything else. That means you're going to put down your cell phone. You say, oh, Lord, she may be calling me. He may be. No, but I'm calling you. I'm calling you to a higher calling today. It's not business as usual. I'm calling you to a high place, a place you ain't never been. You've been in the valley long enough. So now I'm going to bring you to the mountaintop where you can experience my goodness. My goodness shall follow you all the days of your life. I'm bringing you to a higher place. You don't even know this place. It's an unfamiliar place to you. And where I send you, go. Don't tell me I can't go because, no excuse. I didn't pray because, no excuse. So I'm bringing you to a higher place in me. Come, my daughter. Come, my son. And you know what the key is? Trust. When you trust, you ain't leaning on your understanding. You coming into me. And it's a faith call. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You ain't seen this way yet. I'm leading you in a higher way, a plain path, a path that you're not familiar with. You may be a little insecure, but trust in me. Your confidence is in me. Your confidence, not in your pastor, not in your family. Your confidence is in me. I'm bringing you to higher heights and deeper depths. So I thank God for each of you all coming on Wednesday midweek Bible study. And you know what? He's ordering our steps today. He is. Midweek Bible study. I am so grateful you joined us. The Lord loves you so much. Now, I have all lines unmuted. Today is not going to be business as usual. I'm going to ask those of you who would like, would you state your name and where you are from? So I'm going to call the beginning of your number, and you can state your name if you like and tell us who you are. All right, I'm calling 336. 775. State your name and tell us where you're from.
My name is Mary Coleman, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. Next number, 918-378. State your name and where you're from.
Mary Nichols from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, the next number is a 904. I know that number. 703. State your name and where you're from. All right. Get quiet. I'm going to move on. Okay. You can put your phone on mute if you like. The next number is 601-260. State your name and tell us where you're from.
I'm Lanny Span McBride in Jackson, Mississippi.
Amen. Thank you, Lanny. All right. The next number is 904-568.
Hello. This is Lalita from Jacksonville, Florida.
Amen. How you doing, woman of God? Thank God for you. All right. The next number is 352-255-6. And tell us where you're from.
Hi, my name is Julia Walker. I'm from Leesburg, Florida.
Amen. Thank you. I am so thrilled you guys are on today. All right, the next number is 504-914. State your name and tell us where you're from.
Hi, Carissa. I'm June Paul from Slidell, Louisiana.
All righty. Thank you, Pastor June Paul. Okay. Next number is 904-631. State your name and tell us where you're from.
Hi, my name is Sister Ossie, and I'm from Jacksonville, Florida.
Thank you, Sister Ossie. Okay. Moving. Let's see. All right. The next number is, I believe that's it. Sister Ossie, you're 3631, right?
Correct.
Okay. Did I miss anybody? Because when I scroll down, sometimes I may miss somebody. Did I miss anyone? Can you state your name and tell us who you are?
You might have missed my name. I had to run outside for a minute. Shirley Hooks, 904-703-8574, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Thank you, Shirley. Okay. All right. Thank you all so much. Did I miss anybody else? Well, I thank God for you all coming on today. I appreciate you. God loves you so much. You know his love is an everlasting love. We can't begin to tell, you know, about the greatness of his love. His love is so amazing, and it's not measurable. You know, we can't even measure his love. So, you got it right there. So, here we go. Today, I thank God for you, Father. We just come to thank you today. We bless and honor you. You are the God that loves us so much. We appreciate you. We honor you. You said who can know their errors. So, Lord, forgive us for every error, every transgression, every trespass that we have done against you. You only have we sinned and done these things in your sight. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for leading us in a plain path. Touch each and every person on the line today in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing in us. Oh, God, have your way in us like never before. We thank you that you're leading us daily, Lord God. We thank you that you are Jehovah Elohim, oh, the most powerful God. We know they're false gods, but you're the only true and living God. So, Father, today we thank you that you are Jehovah El Elyon and you are Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. Make peace in all of our lives, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we bless and honor you and we say thank you, Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. All right. Our script today is found in, let me explain this to you. If there's noise in your background, just mute your phone because it comes through on the radio. If you need to talk to somebody, you know, whatever, just mute your phone because it comes through on the radio. Thank you so much. Our scripture is Matthew 18:7. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must happen that offenses come. But woe to that person, woe to that man or woman by whom the offenses come, boy or girl whom offenses come. So we got Sister Mary Coleman on here. She's a beautiful voice. So I'm going to ask her to sing a song of praise today. And next is going to be Sister Lanny McBride and Sister Mary Nichols. Mary Coleman is from Jacksonville, Florida. So we're going to let you sing a song of praise. Hallelujah.
God will take care of you. Be not dismayed. Whatever betides, God will take care of you. Beneath his wing of love abide, God will take care of you. Children, God will take care of you. Oh, every day, all the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you need, he will provide. God will take care of you. Nothing you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. Children, God will take care of you through every day. Oh, all the way, he will take care of you. My God will, sure enough, he will take care of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That is the truth. Sister Lanny McBride from Jackson.
There is a sweet anointing in the sanctuary. There is a stillness in the atmosphere. Come and lay down the burden you have carried. Why is that? You
Are you my
Amen. Oh, my God. That was so beautiful. I tell you, I thank God for the women of God who come on and sing and worship and praise. I thank God for each of you all coming on. I thank God for the love you have for him, because you are faithful to the Father. You're blessed. Hallelujah. I thank God for you all so much. God loves you so very much. I can't begin to tell you. Father loves you. He loves you with an everlasting love. So thank God for you and you and you and you. Now, you know you got it's prayer time. I'm going to call on Sister Marion. She's on here from Jacksonville, Florida. She wasn't on when we, you know, called names, et cetera. So Sister Marion, will you pray for senior citizens and their families all over the world?
Yes. Heavenly Father, I come to you today right now, Lord God, on the strength of my own right now, Lord God. I come giving you praise and I come giving you thanks for the true God that you are right now. I thank God for everything that you've done and everything you will continue to do. I bring the senior citizens before you right now, Lord God. I pray life, health, and strength over our seniors right now, Lord God. I pray right now, Lord God, that people don't abuse and take advantage of our senior citizens, Lord God. I pray that they get the right care and the right love and attention when they're put in nursing homes, Lord God, not to be abused, not to be left to just lay there. I'm praying right now, Lord God, for caregivers in these facilities right now, Lord God, that would truly care for them and not abuse them, not make fun of them, but love them and help them as their own family members. I pray right now, Lord God, that people continue to give us respect, continue to help us when we're out and they see that we need some assistance. I pray for guidance of our seniors right now, Lord God. I pray for protection. So many fraudulent things are going on with our seniors. Lord, I bind that spirit right now, Lord God. Keep all those fraudulent activities away from our seniors. I pray that our seniors get the medical help that they need, the assistance that they need. I pray that these young generation look to the seniors for help, for wisdom, for knowledge, and for understanding, to give them guidance right now, Lord God, in a world that they don't understand. But we do, because we have been through a lot of stuff that we can give insight and wisdom to them. So I'm just praying that this new generation will appreciate the seniors for the life that we have lived and for the ages that we are. And I'm praying that they will look to us for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Right now, Lord God, continue to cover our seniors. Continue to bless us right now, Lord God, and keep us under your watchful eye. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We appreciate that awesome, powerful prayer. Well, you know, it's Bible time. Get your Bibles ready. Get your Bibles ready. It is scripture search time. So get your Bibles ready, however you're going to search the scripture. That is good. All right. Got to get those Bibles ready. So we thank God for everything he's doing in us. We thank God because, you know, if it had not been for the Lord on our side, we don't know where we'd be. So get your Bibles ready. We ready to move on? All right. Now you got to listen carefully, and you got to tell me first you listen. Then you look for the scripture. Then you state your name and read it. That's all you do. That's the first. State your name. I'm sorry. Find the scripture. State your name and read it. You don't have to say, did you hear me? No, no, we hear you. So you're going to find the scripture, state your name, and read it. All righty. I know that, you know, the people who've been on here, they know already. This is for some new people who may not know. So the first scripture is, woe, you got to listen carefully, woe unto the world because of offenses. for it must come. Woe to that person by whom the offenses come. Where is that found? State your name and read it. Woe unto the world, for it must come. But woe to that person by whom the offenses come. Where is that found? State your name after you find it and read it. Don't state your name looking for it. That's cheating. Come on, y'all. Don't cheat. State your name after you find the scripture and read it. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must come. But woe to that person by whom the offenses come. Where is that found?
Sister Laney.
Woe.
Matthew.
Okay.
Sister Laney, Matthew 18 and 7.
Excellent. Okay. Go ahead, read it.
Yes, ma'am. My phone did something crazy right quick. I was there, and it just jumped to something. If somebody else has it, they can go for it.
All right. We got to get those B-I-B-L-E. You know the kind you could touch and put it next to you, too. Now, these phones, they be going all over. They go in another country.
They really are.
Okay, you ready?
Amen. Let's see. Okay, Matthew 18 and 7 says, woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offense come, but woe to the man by which the offense cometh.
All right.
Matthew 18, 7.
Thank you so much. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Keep listening. We got four more to do. All right. The next scripture. Get your B-I-B. You know that hardcover thing? That ain't going to skip nowhere. You turn the pages in that one. It's going to stay there. Whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged on his neck and were cast into the sea. Find the scripture, state your name, and read it. Whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged on his neck and he were cast into the sea. Where is that? Come on, y'all, don't go to sleep on me. You got to find the scripture. Whosoever, if you have a phone, you can type it in. You know, whoever shall offend one of these little ones. And if you got a Bible, you can look in the back of your Bible in the concordance. Whoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged on his neck and he were cast into the sea. Where is that found? State your name.
Sister Marion.
Okay.
It's Luke 17 and 2, I think. Luke 17 and 2. It is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast him to the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones.
All right, we'll take that one. I had Mark 9:42, but that's good. You know, the gospel, sometimes they're in different locations, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. They state the same thing. So thank you so much, Sister Mary. We'll take that one, too. Where did you say that one was and what?
It was Luke 17 and 2.
All right, good job. Okay, thank you so much. All right, the next scripture. It is good neither to eat flesh nor drink wine nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is offended or is made weak. Where is that one? It is good neither to eat flesh nor to drink wine nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth or is offended or is made weak. Where is that one?
Linda, Romans 14:21. It is good neither to eat flesh, nor to drink wine, nor anything whereby thy brother stumbleth, or is offended, or is made weak.
Amen. Good job. All right. We got two more. You all are excellent scholars. I appreciate you all. Okay, the next scripture. Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Where is that found? Give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Where is that found? Where is that found? Give none offense, neither to Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Where is that found?
Linda, 1 Corinthians 10 and 32, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God.
Amen. Y'all are good. Y'all are good at finding the scriptures. Good job. You all are good listeners. You know, when you listen and you hear, oh, my God, you are just excellent. That's what God wants, to listen and hear. Hearing has to do with understanding. So the next one is, giving, this is the last one, giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, that the ministry be not blamed. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Where is that? Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed.
Mary Coleman.
Okay.
Second Corinthians 6:3.
Amen.
We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed.
Amen. Oh my God, you guys did an awesome job. I appreciate it. Now, so every week we're gonna do our best to give health nuggets. So today, as I was brushing my teeth, the Lord put in my spirit health nuggets. I said, okay. So today is about tooth and health, tooth and gum health. So anybody, you know, sometime I'm brushing my teeth, they start bleeding. So once I went to the dentist one time, and I had a tooth moved, and he said, oh, your gums are healing good. What did you do? You must be taking vitamins. I was taking a lot of vitamin C. So bleeding gum, you can use vitamin C, about 2 to 5 milligrams a day, and then you could cut back 2 to 5,000 milligrams, I'm sorry. So I usually buy the 5,000 milligrams, you know, and I use those. Now, I'm going to ask you, state your name, if you could find this scripture, Proverbs 25:19. Who wants to find that one? Proverbs 25:19.
Sister Marion.
Okay, Sister Marion, find that one. Okay, the next scripture is Amos 4:6. Who want to find that one? These are all dealing with the teeth and the gum.
Mary Coleman.
Amos 4. Okay, thank you, Sister Mary Coleman. All right, who wants to find Zechariah 9 and 7? Zechariah 9 and 7. Yeah, 9 and 7.
I'll take Zechariah 9 and 7, Linda.
Okay, thank you, Sister Linda. All right. So when you get your scripture, let me know so you can read it. It doesn't matter who does it first. All
Mary
these
Coleman.
Are about the
Mary
okay,
Coleman, Amos 4:6. I gave you empty stomachs in every city, and lack of bread in every town.
yet you have not returned to me, declares the Lord.
Oh, I must have did that,
is that
wrong.
Right? Huh?
I'm not looking
did
at
you,
it right now.
You said Amos 4:6?
Yes. I probably wrote it down wrong because the scriptures that I wrote down has to do with the teeth and the gums. So I probably wrote that one down wrong. That's okay. All right. Who else has the next? Thank you. That was my fault. The next.
This is
scripture.
Marion. This is Marion.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Proverbs 25 and 19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in thine of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint.
All right. Thank you so much. Yeah. So this is talking about teeth and gum. All right. The next one, Sister Linda, you have it?
Yes, I do. Zechariah 9, verse 7. And I will take away his blood out of his mouth and his abomination from between his teeth. But he that remaineth, even he, shall be for our God, and he shall be as a governor in Judea, Ekron, as a Jebusite.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. We're talking about the teeth and the gum. Sister Mary Nichols, can you go to Amos 4 and 6? I mean, Sister Mary Coleman. Look up Amos 4 and 6 again.
Okay. I'm not sure that my Bible is saying what I read, Amos 4, 6.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
I know, but the reason why I said that was because I looked on my cell phone, and it says Amos 4, 6. I gave you cleanliness of teeth in all your cities.
Yes. That's it.
And like of bread in all your places, yet you did not return to me, declares the Lord.
Amen. That's it. All right.
So I'm not sure why my Bible is.
Okay, look in your Bible again under Amos 4:6 and see what. It may be, you know, in other words. Go ahead. Read it again from your Bible.
It says, I gave you empty stomachs in every city and lack of bread in every town. Yet you have not returned to me, declared the Lord.
Okay. All right. It's just, what version is that?
What you mean, what Bible I'm reading out of?
Yes.
Okay. This is the New International Version.
Okay. That's probably why it reads a little different, but it's the same. It means the same thing. It's, you know, they just took the word teeth out and used bread instead or whatever it was you said, but it's good.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
So the rest of the little nugget I want to tell you about is this is what really has been helpful to me, and a lot of us used it when we were children. I used baking soda and salt to brush my teeth, and I'm sure a lot of you can, you know, identify with that. As children, a lot of us use baking soda and salt, and then I also used toothpaste to brush my teeth after I used the baking soda and salt. So sugar causes tooth decay. So if you eating all them cookies, you know, stuff we love, cookies, cake, pies, you know, all the little things we love, the sweet stuff, is going to cause tooth decay. Not only that, if we eat too much natural sugar, too, that's going to cause a problem. So I thank God for you all listening to that. Now, if you could put your phone on mute for a minute, I'm going to, you know, be doing a message, and then I'm going to call on. Wait, before you do that, let me call on some people, too. I need you to read a scripture for me. So I'm going to call the scripture, and you state your name that you're going to read it. James 5:16.
Sister Marion.
Okay, Sister Marion from Jacksonville. Okay, the next scripture. Thank you, Sister Marion. 1 Corinthians 10:32. Where is that found? 1 Corinthians 10:32. Where is that? I mean, who can read it? I'm sorry. Who can read it?
Mary Coleman.
Okay,
Mary
thank
Coleman.
You, Sister Mary.
You
all
said
right,
10:32?
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 32, yes.
Yes.
Thank
okay,
you.
Thank you.
All right. Colossians 3:13. Who can read that one?
Linda, I'll read Colossians 3:13.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Linda. All right. Let me see. The next scripture is Matthew 18:7. Who wants to read that one? Matthew 18, verse 7. Who wants to read that one? Somebody, anybody, don't matter. Matthew 18:7.
I'll read it. If it's nobody else,
okay.
I'll read it.
Okay, thank you, Sister Mary. Okay, the next scripture, Luke 17:1. Who's going to read that one? Luke 17:1. Somebody, anybody, everybody, I don't care.
Mary Coleman.
All right, thank you, Sister Mary Coleman. All right, and that's all of them right now. So you can put your phone on mute unless you're going to be reading a scripture. I appreciate you. All right, and you can put it on mute if you want, and then when it's your turn to read the scripture, you can take it off. Whatever works for you, okay? But sometimes, you know, the phones get jammed up. You can't always get back on, so just, you know, leave it on. All right, the title of our message for today is The Ouches We Don't Say Before Can Turn Into Love Tomorrow. The Ouches We Don't Say Before Can Turn Into Love Tomorrow. So I know that sounds strange, but you'll understand it as I go through the message. This is, you know, an interesting topic because I'm like, well, Lord, how am I going to deal with this right here, this topic? But he knows the topic. Let me tell you, I don't have the kind of mind to come up with the topic, nor the scriptures. I have to look it up. The ouches we didn't say before can turn into love tomorrow. When someone says or does something that hurts, hurt us, we usually keep silent. What would happen if we said, ouch, when someone hurt our feelings? You know, as children, we used to do the dirty dozen, and we say, yeah, your mama this, and your sister this, and yeah, you look like this and that and the other. And we said, ouch, when we're children, we get rid of that. No, but we just keep, and I know me, I used to just cry when they talk bad about me. I used to just cry. My mama said, you better stand up here. I just cry. I didn't know what to say. I'd be like paralyzed. You know how somebody say something and you're not expecting it to hurt your feelings? You don't know what to say. You don't even say ouch. You don't say nothing. But I'm talking about emotional hurt today. Most of the time, other people have no clue that they said or did something that offended us. You know, some people say, yeah, they know they did it on purpose. But unless they're really wicked and evil, they didn't do it on purpose. They didn't even know. Okay, we got somebody talking with me on the phone. Put your phone on mute. You're looking for a scripture or reading or something, but can you put your phone on mute? Because you're talking with me. Thank you. Most of the time, when other people, they don't have a clue that they said or did anything that offended us. You say, yeah, that sister at church, she stepped on my left toe. Well, tell her, honey, you stepped on, oh, I'm so sorry, sister, I didn't mean it. Most of the time, we don't tell them. You say, they just keep on staring at me, looking funny at me, and we don't tell them. They don't know. They could be thinking about eating their next meal. They could be thinking about something, and they ain't mind not even on you. But we get offended. What is an offense? It's an annoyance or resentment brought on by a perceived. It's what we think. We perceive an insult or disregard for oneself or one's standards or one's principles. So, you know, it's what we think in our mind that causes the offense. We take offense. Say, yeah, you heard what she said. She was talking about me. Ain't nobody be thinking about you. People be thinking about themselves. Most people are thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about you when they're making a statement or a comment. What is hurt? Hurt is to cause mental pain or distress to someone or a person's feeling. That's what hurt is. Now, these hurts, sometimes they're layered in us. From childhood, we begin to feel physical as well as emotional pain or offense. From children, when something negative is said about a child, such as you ugly, you dumb, your mama, your daddy, whatever, you can name your own. You can name your own offenses that you receive. Even as an adult, you can name them. Even as children, you still can name them. You know, you can name what happened to you. Yeah, you know, when I was in the third grade, and I'm going to tell you, when I was in the third grade, there was a student. Her mother used to sell plants. And she brought a plant and sold it to the teacher. Now, we went to lunch, came back. We had to put our heads on the desk. And, you know, I wasn't no child who caused a lot of problems because my mother didn't allow it. So I'm saying they whoever it was put the money that the teacher had bought the plant from the child in my cellar. So they came straight from lunch, came to me and said, Carissa stole my money. And the money was in the cellar. I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue. Offended me. You know what I'm saying? It really offended me because they lied on me. So sometimes people set you up to offend you on purpose. But most times, people don't try to offend you. You know, when people call you names, they see, you know, your tears rolling down your child's face, or they call you, you know, your child out of their name, or they call you, you know, offenses come. But, you know, by the time you reach teenage years, you had a mountain of hurt if you didn't get rid of them. Many of these offenses or hurts are not healed. So you bring layers and layers of hurt, layers and layers of hurt and pain into your adulthood, even when you get older. You know, these hurt. So a lot of times when you're feeling hurt present, it's not what's going on then, it's what happened in your past, and there are layers. Every time someone does something similar to your old hurt, you take offense, or we take offense. And it looks like it's the present, but it's actually an unhealed hurt from the past. Once a person is healed and set free and delivered from past hurts, that they do not take offense anymore. They realize that life is not personal to them. And it's not. You know, can you imagine every time, you know, people did something to Jesus, he took offense? No, he let it go. Sometimes he called them out. He said, wait a minute, what you meant? You know, he called out the spirit and tell them. So we got to do the same thing. Who has, you know, we who have given our lives to Jesus, we are saved, but we must realize the devil set up a situation to hurt, rob, kill, steal, and destroy our relationship with Jesus. He does it on purpose. He said, okay, well, I know Sister G. If I say this to her or have somebody say that to her, she's going to get offended. She's going to, you know, not speak to so-and-so no more. She may even leave the church. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm talking about you too. Not just me, but we all have done it. The devil uses different strategies to cause children of God to be hurt or to fight against each other, to hurt us. it's not always the person who's coming against you. It's the devil using them. So, but God, our Father, already prepared us for our life's mission, our journey. And it's not always easy. We got to go through the valley and the mountains. The valleys are when we experience trials and tribulations. Now, the mountains are when we experience the good life. Remember the title? The ouches we didn't say before can turn into love tomorrow. So we get rid of all the ouches. In a few minutes, we can all say, ouch! Because, you know, we got to get rid of all those ouches, those past things that people did, you know, tried to do. Or they didn't even know, some of them didn't even know they was doing it. So we got to start saying, ouch! You know, even if we, you know, you. I remember one time I was feeling so bad, so hurt, and somebody said, get in your bed or get a pillow and just scream and say, ouch, in the pillow. Oh, my God, that just relieved me so much. So our ouches, we didn't say before, can turn into love tomorrow. So, you know, our mountain experiences are when we, you know, experience a good life. But yeah, let me tell you, when you're on the mountain, look out. Valley is going to come, that valley experience. These go very well. These are, you know, experiences on the mountain that go very well for us. We're so happy, so excited each day to wake up and allow the sun to shine on us. But the valley comes again. Then the mountain comes again, which prepares us and strengthens us for every phase of life. We go through trials and tribulations. All right. James 3:16, Sister Mary, can you read it?
Yes. James 3:16. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avail it much.
Okay. You sure that's James 3:16 or James 5:16? Sister Marion?
I read James 5:16. That's what you gave me.
Oh, I apologize. Can you find James 3:16 for me? I'm so sorry.
Okay, James 3:16. For where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. That was
all
3:16.
Right. Thank you. So, yes, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, you know, a lot of us, you know, we deal with the lower nature, envy and strife. You know, we say we got to have the last word. The sister said, well, this is brown. You said, no, can't you see this green? And she said, no, this brown. It's all that back and forth, you know, envy, strife. You see somebody, you say, who she think she is? Who she think he is? Oh, they driving that, whatever. You know, envy and strife, it's confusion. So God don't want us to deal with that lower nature. He wants us to deal with the, you know, his way is different. The ouches we didn't say. You know, sometimes we see people envious, and they always striving with people. We got to pray for them. The Bible says, pray for those who despitefully use you and say all manner of evil against you for my name's sake. So in other words, you a child of God, you're going to go through something for his name's sake. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Uh-uh. All right, Sister Mary Coleman, 1 Corinthians 10:32.
Yes. 1 Corinthians 10:32, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God.
Amen. So what's that say? Don't take offense. Yeah, you know, your husband stepped on your toe. Don't say, honey, you stepped on my toe. He didn't mean it. Your grandchild spoke ugly to you. You know, let him know. Ouch. You let them know, and you don't take offense. You don't say, okay, well, I'm going to punish them. No, don't take offense. All right, next scripture. Colossians 3:13, Sister Linda.
Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
Yes. Some of us don't have the patience of aunt, and an aunt got patience, but we don't have a lot of patience. You know, people do stuff, and we go like, I ain't putting up with that. But love is forbearing. It puts up with a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It puts up with a lot of things. Now, you know, if anyone have a quarrel against you, you know what? We all had a quarrel with the Lord. We all had a quarrel with Jesus. Well, Jesus, why you let this happen? Jesus, why you let me get sick? We didn't have a quarrel with him, but he done forgave us for having that quarrel with him. Yeah, he forgave us, so just like God forgave us, we got to forgive him. Them. He said, you know, if you don't forgive those who do, you know, all kind of, I'm not going to forgive you. So, hey, I'm not going to hold back. I want God to forgive me for everything. So I ain't going to, no. And above all, these things, Colossians 3:14-15 says, put on charity, love, which is the bond of perfectness. Now, I'm telling you, when God starts perfecting us, it hurts. I said, ow! I remember one time, you know, the Lord told me to go and tell, you know, that I was driving. Somebody got something going on in their house. If you could put your phone on mute for me, please. You're moving some kind of papers. Thank you. I appreciate it. So you got to remember, put your phone on mute when you, if you're not reading the scripture or you're doing something. It's okay if you do it, but just put your phone on mute because it comes in the radio. So I forgot what I was. Oh, perfectness. One time, you know, the Lord told me to, I was riding a bus during, it was right after Hurricane Katrina. And the Lord, the bus driver had stopped in a location. He said, all right, y'all got 20 minutes to go get your food. So I left my cell, I even left my cell phone on the bus. You know, I wasn't used to carrying no cell phone in my pocket, in my hip pocket. I left my everything on the bus. And I went and got my food, and then the Lord had me to pray for a couple of people. And so while I was praying, I said, well, I got to go. I looked around. The people on the bus was gone. I looked outside, and I just knew it was the bus. That bus was down the street, and I had to run. Now, I was in my 50s. I had to run a block to get that bus. But thank God, I'm telling you, God ordered my steps. Thank God the bus had stopped at a light, and it was a long light. I was out of breath. The Lord said, I want you to apologize to the bus driver. I thought he should apologize for me for leaving me. The Lord said, I want you to apologize to the bus driver. I said, yes, Lord. So I said, sir, I'm so sorry. I wasn't back on time. I apologize. He said, okay, get on. Go. No, he didn't say get on back there. He said, well, you know, I had to leave. I'm on a schedule. Something he told me. I said, okay. I couldn't take offense. God didn't let me. And so when I got back, the lady I'd been sitting by, they said, we told him you weren't on here. He didn't listen to us. We told him we come and get. He wasn't out. Nuts. But God knew he was perfecting me. He was perfecting me. So God will perfect you. He'll have you do some things, and you got to say, ow. You can't say nothing to the person. I'm telling you. I wanted to say, look, you know I was off the bus. Why you insist I wanted to fight? Well, God said, no, apologize. So sometimes you got to bite your tongue, tuck your tail between your legs, hide your pride, give up pride, and go and apologize. You know, you and a sister or brother may be at odds. You may be at odds with somebody you know, your best friend, whatever. You got to give up your pride and go say, look, you know, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's going on between us, but would you forgive me? No. All right, Sister Marion, you got Matthew 18:7.
Yes. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, But woe to that man by whom the offense is coming.
Okay. So in other words, we got to be offended. We're going to be offended. But I don't want to be the one to offend, because it said, woe unto me. Karita, woe unto you if you're offending somebody. So I have to be careful. Even when I taught school, I mean, sometimes I would offend my children. I didn't mean it. I had to apologize. I said, class, look here, I'm so sorry. You know, Miss Gantlin did not mean to offend you. I apologize. Because sometimes they tell me, Miss Gantlin, you need to get a life. In other words, I was too hard on them. I'm like, okay, baby, I knew what that meant. That was my cue. Back off of me. You offending us. So I said, look here. You may have to apologize to your grandchild or your great-grandchild. You all know whatever it needs to be done, do it. Doom to the world for giving these God-believing children a hard time. Hard times are inevitable, but you don't have to make it worse, and it's doom day if you do. All right, Sister Mary Coleman, you have Luke 17:1.
Yes, Luke 17:1. Then he said to the disciples, it is impossible that no offenses should come, but woe to him, though, through whom they do come.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yep. Jesus said to his disciples, there will always be something that caused people to sin. But anyone who causes them to sin is in for trouble. A person who causes even one of my little followers to sin would be better off thrown into the ocean with a heavy stone tied around their neck. So be careful what you do. In other words, we got to start and think. You know, sometimes my mouth's going, I ain't even thought about it. My mouth, it just come out my mouth. I ain't even thought about it. I ain't even think. And it offends people. I'm like, oh, forgive me, Lord. People used to say, think before you speak. Well, that's something I'm still learning, to think before I speak. Correct any followers of mine who sin and forgive the ones who say they are sorry. Even if one of them mistreat you seven times in one day, say, I'm sorry, you shall still forgive that person. Now, you know, I mean, I don't want to keep, you know, offending people. I don't want to offend anybody. 1 Corinthians 13, hold on one second. I'm going to have to turn over there. 1 Corinthians 13, you know, that's the scripture. That's love. That's that love chapter. I'm telling you, the Lord is perfecting me and teaching me how to love. Because I don't always know how to love people. I don't. And each of us receive, you know, love differently. We don't know. I mean, sometimes we don't always know what love is. You know, we don't always know. So sometimes we got to, you know, read about it and ask the Lord, say, Lord, it's very hard for me to love him. It's very hard for me to love her. But, Lord, through you, I can do all things because you're going to strengthen me to learn to love him. You know, they get on my last nerve. I ain't got but one, two nerves, and they get on all of them. Lord, help me. So 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 8, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not charity, loved, have not loved, I become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. In other words, I ain't nothing but noise. I'm just talking, just to be talking. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and our knowledge, and though I have faith, so I could remove mountains, and have not love or charity, I'm nothing. In other words, I could do miracles. I could do all kind of stuff. But if I don't love people like God want me to love them, that's just, it's all in vain. Verse 3, and though I bestow my goods to feed the poor, I could go out feed the poor. I could house the homeless. And though I give my body to be burned and have not charity or love, what good is it? It ain't going to profit me. Charity or love suffers long and is kind. Ooh, there go that word. Kind. Charity is kind. charity envieth not. In other words, we don't envy other people. We thank God for what he did for us. We don't envy their gifts. We don't envy what they look like, what they drive, where they live. We don't want to be like the Joneses. No. We got to love with the pure love. So we don't boast. He said, we don't be boast. We ain't going to get puffed up. Oh, yeah, you know, God gave me all these gifts, and I'm better than him. The devil is a liar. Verse 5, doth not behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. Yeah, you know, sometimes I can get beside myself. I'm like, Jesus, wait a minute here. I ain't trying to seek a name for myself. You know, provoked. Oh, listen here. You know, our children used to provoke me. Oh, my God. Sometimes before I know it, I done got so upset. But I have to say, Lord, I could do all things through you who strengthened me. And I ain't going to let them provoke me no more. I'm just going to say, okay, they just didn't know no better. You know what, Lord, learn, teach me how to hear and not hear that, you know, when I'm provoked. Teach me not to be provoked. Think it no evil. And I hear some people say, you know what, look at her. She always doing this and she always, that's evil. And he always doing, and you know what, they think they better. Oh, no, that's evil thinking. We got to get rid of that. 6. 1 Corinthians 13:6, rejoice not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Don't rejoice in evil, wicked stuff. A wickedness, you know, no, iniquity is abomination to God. So love beareth all things. In other words, we got to be patient in all things. Believe in all things. You know, sometimes I have doubts. I'm saying, Lord, did you really mean it? Did you really say that? Was that my mind? So, you know, we got to believe all things, not, I ain't talking about 10 or 4, 10 or 28. I'm talking about believe all things that God said. Hope all things. We got to wait and see. You know, faith, that hope, waiting. I know God promised me something in 1940 or 1989, and it ain't happened yet. We still got to wait on it. It's going to happen. Though the promise tarry, wait for it. Now, verse 8, last verse. Charity never fail. Love don't ever fail. We got to love until, well, they say the cows come home forever. We got to love forever. But whether there be prophecies, they're going to stop. They're going to fail. Whether there be tongues, they're going to stop. Whether there be knowledge, it's going to go away. So, but love, that kind of love that God told us about, we got to love. So God gave us instructions from, he's the commander in chief. He said that we are to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. That's a lot of loving. I probably would never pick up the phone. I probably would never be eating because I got to learn how to love like that with all of my heart, with all of my, in other words, I got to put him before everything else, put him before myself. Because I got to do what he tell me to do. I got to follow his instructions. I can't get out of this earth alive. I still got to follow him. He's the one who got to come and get me and take me out the earth. So I want to go with him. I don't want to be, you know, full of wickedness and evil and strife and all. I got to go with him. And then I got to stand before him. And when I stand before him, I want to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. That's what I want to hear. All right, so now, everybody, we're going to unmute our phone, and we're going to start saying, ouch. I'm going to play this song, order my steps, and everybody's going to say, ouch, okay? And when the song stops, that's when we're going to stop saying, ouch. So you can unmute your phone, get ready, set, hallelujah.
Ouch.
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 Ouch. you can say out. They're going to like, well, what you say out for? Look, you know, that offended me. If you don't want to let them know, you write a note to them. And you say, look, you know, when you said that, I know you didn't mean it, but that offended me. Sometimes we got to let people know. And we always got to bring it to the Lord. We got to say, Lord, you know, that really hurt me. Can you remove that hurt from me? Can you remove that pain? That hurt me, Lord. Even Lord, when you told me to do that hurt me. We can say, out to the Lord. You know what I'm saying? We got to learn to say, out. Sister Lanny, you back?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister Lanny, can you play a song for us, a song of praise for me, for us?
Yes, ma'am. Sing it to my piano. Okay.
Okay.
Amen.
I thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that song. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. She know why she playing. We have an agreement that she gonna play a song for you sometime.
Father of glory, Lord of heaven, help me to be who I am. Can you just be before I'm doing my assignment? Help me to rest in your care. I know you are there, Lord, in my heart, keeping my soul, ruling my flesh. I'm blessed just to be securely me in me, daughter, Father of glory, Lord of heaven. Help me to be who I am, just be before I do it. My assignment, help me to rest in your care.
Marion, and it's getting a little bit late, so we could kind of, you know, shorten the prayers that we pray. I appreciate it. Pray for our toddlers, baby Chloe, Zoe, Revere, Devin, and their families.
Heavenly Father, I come to you. I thank you, and I praise you right now. I bring our babies before you. You know them all by name and by number right now, Lord God. I'm praying for healing anointing over their bodies right now in the name of Jesus. Continue your healing anointing over them right now, Lord God. We thank you for the healing that you've already done and what you will continue to do. And I pray for their parents that they have patience and that you lead them in the right direction to take care of their children. Bless all of our children that come in need of prayer. Bless them all that come in need of help, miracles, healing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right, Sister Linda,
If you could pray for the senior citizens, I'm going to call some names. You don't have to remember. Just pray for all of us as well. Glory Dean, Rose Harbor, Joyce Sims, Mother Ludell, Mother Fanny, Mother Sneed, Beryl, Ella Rose, Marva, Grace, Mother Ivory, Dr. Key, Dr. Kurz, Joy, and all of us.
Father, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity, Father. We thank you for the rain that we're getting, the thunderstorms that we're getting, God. We thank you and praise you, for you're the God of heaven and earth. Father, those names that Sister G have made known before your presence, Father, I might not remember every one of them, but you heard her whispering in her heart even before she spoke a word. So, Father, we lift up those senior citizens. We lift up everyone that's on this phone line, even if they're not senior citizens, Father God. We still lift them up. We give you thanks, praise, and glory for each and every one, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom, for your wisdom, for your understanding, God. We thank you for the gray hairs in our heads, God. We thank you, even if we cover them up with dye, even if we cover them up with wigs or hair pieces or hats or scarves or whatsoever, we give you all glory and thanks for them, Father, because you know every hair that's on our head. You're our heavenly Father. You've granted us to live this long. So we glorify you, Father. Put your heads of protection around those that are being abused, those that are being taken for granted, those that are feel unloved, those that are dealing with mental health issues, those, Lord God, that are dealing with bones, Lord God, bone issues, Lord God, where they're weakened in their knees, in their legs, in their hands, Father God, in Jesus' name, you're the God of all. We pray that you would strengthen every bone, strengthen, Lord God, everything that moves together to keep our bodies, Lord God, flowing. Father, you are God. Every morning that we get up, we give you thanks for this body. Hallelujah, because only you know what we have to deal with. So we pray for every senior citizens on this phone line, those names that will call, even those around the world that we don't even know, those that are lying in nursing homes, we pray for them right now in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, your wisdom, and your understanding. In Jesus' glorious and precious name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Now, Sister Mary Coleman, I'm going to name some youth. And if you could pray for these youth and the youth all over the world and their families. Kenowa, Michael, Abiodu, Randy, Roosevelt, Jade, Samuel, Jeremy, Isaac, Isaiah, London, Dan, Troy, Isaac, young men and young women all over the world and your family.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the matchless name, Lord Jesus, exalting, magnifying, glorifying, blessing, and praising your holy name, because you are worthy. You are the only one that's truly worthy to be praised. Father, we bring these young people. We present them to you, Father, not only in this country, but all over the world. Father, you're God that sees. I know you see what's happening, Lord. You see the social injustice. You see our kids getting murdered. Heavenly Father, you see that them, you see all the offenses that has taken place with our young people. Heavenly Father, also praying, Heavenly Father, for their families, that their families, Heavenly Father, will listen to them. Sometimes just listening to a child will prevent them from making the wrong choice. So, Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Lord Jesus, we're asking you to cover these young people, cover their families, protect them, Heavenly Father. Yes, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each one of us that are on the line today, those who came on, those who went off. And I pray, Lord God, that our bowels not be troubled, Lamentations 1:20. Our eyes will not be dim, Lamentations 5:17. Our hearts will not be troubled, Psalms 25:17. Our teeth will not be broken or are loose, Lamentations 3:16. We will not be troubled by anything, Proverbs 10. None of our words will fall to the ground, 1 Samuel 3:19. So does anyone have any quick comments, questions, anything they want to say before we close? All right. Nobody? Anybody? Somebody? Questions? Comments? All right. Well, I thank God for you all today. Thank God for you and your family. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you were with us the whole time. You were with us before we came on. You were with us the whole time we were on. You're going to be with us when we leave, oh God. And we just adore you. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you that you are the mighty King, the King of Kings, the Almighty Father. We adore and bless you. We honor your presence. We thank you that you are Lord God in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Sister Julia Walker. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Marion Williams. I thank you, Lord God, for Sister Shirley Hook, Sister Lanny, Sister Ossie. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone who's on the line right now, Sister Linda, her family, Lord, all of us that are on the line right now. Father, as we leave but not from your presence, walk with us, talk with us, be a lamp and a light to our pathway. In the mighty name of Jesus, surely your goodness, your mercy will follow us all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in your presence forever and ever and ever. Amen. All right. Love y'all. Look forward to talking to you next Tuesday. Come on, pray for the children. You know, pray for the children every day. Pray every day for families. Our children are being wiped out. I'm talking about, I'm not just talking about the ones who are born. I'm talking about the unborn, the ones whose mother's carrying in the belt. A lot of them don't want them, and they think it's okay just to go to the clinic and get rid of them. Pray for the unborn. Pray for the ones who are born. Pray for our youth. Pray for our schools, our teachers. You know, they're targeted. So we got to continually pray. I love y'all. Talk to you soon.
Amen.